I want to thank everybody that helped participate. AV team, you guys are awesome. Young people, thank you so much for your practice and hard work that put into it. And Jonathan and Logan have been preparing also to speak for us today. And so I just want to pray with them real quick, and then I'll let them go ahead and share what God has put on their hearts, all right? I'm going to put my elbow on you. Is that okay? All right. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day, Lord. Thank you so much for these two young men and what you are doing in their lives, God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to use them and guide them and bless them. Thank you so much for their willingness to be up here today. It's so nerve-wracking, God. I still get nervous when I speak. I can't imagine how they're feeling. But I pray, Lord, that you will give them peace in their hearts, give them a peace of mind, that they will decrease and that you will increase in them, and that our hearts will be softened as soil is, Lord, to receive the seed that you have for us, God. And all these things we ask, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay. Amen. Good morning, church, and happy Sabbath. Wow, it is such a blessing and an opportunity to be up here and share the word of God. First things first, I want to pray and give thanks to the God that we serve and give recognition to him. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another day to praise and worship you. It's truly an amazing blessing that we're all here, and it's the holidays, so we have lots of family, and it's amazing to see you through them. I want to thank you for this message today, and please bless everything that happens goes well in here. Thank you for this day, and in Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I want to talk about what I'm like about the holidays. So family, food. A lot of family come around during the holidays, a lot of our families. And there's a lot of food, you know, it's the holidays. So I want to talk about our family. So recently, we just had my older brother. He is 21 years old, 22, sorry. And he just recently had a child. Her name's Olivia. The reason our family has kind of gone closer together because, you know, it's a newborn baby. And it's kind of like everyone, you know, wants to get around it and see it and everything. So it's kind of an amazing blessing, you know, for us to have that. Let me see. So, yeah, it's just an amazing blessing. So I'm going to ask you guys, and there'll be two mics going around, who do you spend the holidays with? So just raise your hand, and you guys can say, who do you guys spend the holidays with? There'll be two mics going around. Friends, yep, that's good. And do you guys go anywhere around the holidays or anything, or do you guys cook a certain dish, a certain family come down, you wanna?
Family?
Family, yeah.
My great-grandma.
Great-grandma, that's good. Well, that's it. So all of that is is a gift from God. And, you know, because some of us, because some of us don't have the, you know, we don't have the ability to go around our family or, you know, spend the time with other friends and stuff. Some of us are in a hospital. Some of us are away. Some of us have big jobs where we have to travel. So we're not always around. But we are always around to worship God because it is the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read a scripture for y'all. It's Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. You guys can go ahead and follow along if you guys want. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing the upholding with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. This verse is a prophecy about a Messiah coming to Jesus that God had promised in the dark time of darkness to shine a light on everyone living on a shadow of death. I want to ask you guys a question. Are you guys thankful that we serve a living God? Man, I am too. He came to unify us. He came to unify us under his peace and his love. He came to give us hope in a dark world. How many of us are in a dark world? What about you? Where are you in life? Maybe you came in here feeling distracted from all the business in the world, from all the haptic in our jobs, school, just life in general. We all should put the gift from God at the front of our minds, heart, body, and soul. Wherever you are at in life, wherever you're at now, right now, whether in darkness or distracted, God can bring life and peace in your situation. He sure can. And he's done it to all of us, right? So I really want to encourage us more to know who he is so we can experience who our Heavenly Father is. I thank God every day that I'm here. You know, we're spending the holidays with family. We get to see friends more, either from our jobs or school. So I thank God that we're here. Amen. And it's an amazing blessing that we're here. Amen. One thing that I do love about the holidays is gifts. But we kind of have to, and this kind of goes along with my sermon too and our sermon. The big idea, the best gift is God, his presence. So the big idea kind of goes along with the birth of Jesus Christ. And we need to recognize, you know, who we serve and that our God is born. Our God is born, and it's amazing. So I want us to kind of, you know, recognize of, you know, that he's born, and that he's our God, and it's the time of the year where we should, you know, give thanks and celebrate with all. There's so many names that we can call Jesus. There is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And his name is Jesus. There are so many prayers that we can pray for during this time of the year. And a lot of it gives thanks to God for what he has done. I thank God every day for what he has done. It can be waking up in the morning, having food on your table, or even being here. Some of you guys may know I want to be a preacher when I grow up. So it's kind of a blessing from God. And I thank God for giving me the strength to be up here. Man, when Manny texted me on the phone, hey, you know, let's get together so you can, you know, do this. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I have God's presence. You know, I do know his word, but I'm like, I've never done this before. You know, this is my first time. But then I got the Holy Spirit. And I was like, man, John, you really wanted your dream as a preacher. And I kind of thought to myself, okay, you can do this. Come on, John, you can do this. So the Holy Spirit kind of got to me, and even knowing that I have a brother who is 22 years old and he just had a child, it kind of brings me, it kind of recognizes me of the birth of Jesus Christ. So I know that is a true blessing to be here. So I want to thank God and the pastors for everything, for the opportunity to be up here. And I got to get out of here by 12, but I just want to end praise for you guys. I want to do a real quick end prayer for you guys. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to be up here. God, it is a blessing to be here today and worship you in your name. Father God, we thank you for the songs we've sung. We thank you for the offering we've given to you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for everything. Thank you for the holidays to spend with family and friends. Father God, it's not just about opening up gifts, Father. And that's what I want to try getting in through our minds, is recognizing you and your birth. So God, we thank you. And we want to praise you and thank you for the success we have put into this church. In Jesus' mighty name, let the church say amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Happy holidays. Have a good Sabbath.
Thank you, Jonathan. Okay. I woke up this morning. My dad came in my room. He's like, Logan, get up. You got to go to church soon. And me being as a teenager, I don't like to get up in the morning. I was like, I don't want to go. But something weird today happened. I was like, I'm preaching today. Let's go. I was so excited. I've never experienced this excitement in my life. And man, that's just the Holy Spirit working in me, you know? So I'm just happy to be here with you guys today. And Jonathan, that was very good. Thank you. It is a Christmas time, one of my favorite time of year. You see, the church is decorated. I love the decorations. The Christmas trees, the Christmas lights, all the outside decorations. I like to go, well, not every, this hasn't happened every year, but I like to bug my mom. I like to push her. I was like, Mom, can we get in the car, drive around the neighborhood, and go look at the lights? Because we live in a neighborhood, and there are some pretty amazing lights out there that our neighbors have put up. And just being able to compare them, like, oh, I like that one better. Oh, that one is kind of sad. But, you know, it's okay. They give them. I mean, it's better if they have some lights, it's better than us because we don't really put up lights. So, but yeah, it's just Christmas, you go through the thought of Christmas 25. Christmas is the 25th. What can I get my sister, my brother, my friends, my mom, my dad? And it's like, you're going Black Friday. Black Friday happened, yeah? Anyone participate in Black Friday? Good, I'm glad, and you're all still alive. But, I mean, our society has commercialized Christmas a lot. You go to Black Friday, everything's on sale for you to go and buy something, you know? And we're missing the big picture here, the one best gift that God has given us, and that is his presence. God's gift is God's presence. As you see on the screen, it's hard to read, but it is the name of Unwrapped. I have one question. I'm going to have the two mics go around again. And what is the best gift you ever received? It doesn't have to be this year, last year. It could be some of you 20 years ago, some of you 5 years ago. But
my kid. My kid. My children.
My children. Amen. 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 Oh, another one.
When I was little, we didn't have much. And one of my favorite presents that I got was the first year they came out with a box of crayons that had 64 colors and a sharpener. And I got a color by number coloring book with it. And I have remembered that forever and ever, you know. And I know it shouldn't be the, you know, it doesn't have to be something great big. It can be something really small when you're little and you're in a family of eight. You know, it's just wonderful to receive something so small, we would say today, but it was hard for my parents to come up with those kind of presents because there were so many of us.
Amen.
Same here.
Yes, it's on.
Same here with us. We got one present when we were children. And I wanted this one present so bad. And I remember my mom was out in the garage wrapping some of them. And I started walking out there. And my brother said, get back in the house, get back in the house. And I wanted this so bad. And I really didn't think I was going to get it. It was a Tiny Tears doll when I was about 10 years old.
A beautiful doll when I was about 8 years old. I called her Mary Jean.
Aww.
I got a lot of nice gifts over the years because I came from a fairly well-to-do family, but I remember very well. I was in the second grade. I got a package that was in the shape of a book. It was my first King James Bible. I forgive Dad for giving me King James Version, but I managed to fairly well. He thought I was in the second grade. It was time to start reading God's Word. I was not in an Adventist school, but I did enjoy it, and I started reading it right away. I thank God for that gift. Yes,
amen.
I do.
Greatest gift that God gave to me is my husband and my wonderful blended family that I have.
Amen.
Mine may not be the greatest, but was the most memorable. I have a December birthday. And we were poor. Fred was in dental school. You know, you didn't have any $5 extra for anything. But he got me a great present. I got new ski boots. But I got one for my birthday and the second one for Christmas.
So I am very grateful for my family. You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. So I thank God for the family that I was born into. Even though God has blessed me with incredible friends, but material-wise, it wasn't so much the gift itself, but this is my mom, Patricia. She's always been very thoughtful, so I remember one Christmas, and I maybe was 11, we unwrapped presents. It was either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but she was always really thoughtful in how she presented gifts, so I thought I was done opening presents. And in the evening, later on the next day, or whenever it was, but later on, she got me this really cute little velvet red dress with like a little white ribbon. And she put a stocking filled with little nail polishes and a little perfume set for me to make my own perfume. So I thought I wanted to be like a chemist and make my own perfume. So that was probably one of the most memorable presents, and it was more because of the presentation and how she gave it to me. So
when I was very little, my parents got me this cool sled. It looked like an ATV because you could steer it and stuff. It was really cool. And then a couple years went by, and we all outgrew it, and and then, so we went to the snow, and it was the last time we were going to use it, and we saw this, like, family with a couple young kids, and we basically said, hey, do you guys have a sled? And they had, like, one of those Costco cheap $20 sleds.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we have some, and we're like, oh, because do you want this one? And so we kind of just gave them a Christmas present without it being wrapped, and they're like, wait, are you serious? And we're like, yeah, have fun. And we're like, just gave it to them. And I think that's how Christmas is supposed to be. It's you're supposed to be giving from your receiving.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So when I was really young, let's see, let me find it real quick. Ooh, really young, let me say 10 years old maybe. It was becoming Christmas, and the first thing I notice all the time underneath the Christmas tree is the big presents, you know? Like the ones, like, what's going to be in that one? What about that one? And what I found through all the years, the small ones are the ones that come with the goodies, you know? But we won't talk about that. I'm talking about the big one. So it was daytime. It was, I think, a day before Christmas. Well, it was throughout the whole month. I saw this present sitting there, and I was just always wondering what that Christmas present was for. And I ran to it, and I looked, and it said, "To Logan from Santa Claus." I'm like, oh, nice, it's my present. And I was so excited about it. I went to my mom, like, "Mom, can I open this now? Can I open this now?" And she's like, "No, you gotta wait till Christmas." And I was all bummed, so I just go back to my room, sit there, watch the clock, like, oh, when is the day gonna go by? I go back to her and say, "Can I open it now?" I'm like, "No, it's not Christmas yet. And just go play somewhere outside." And then finally, Christmas came, and that morning, I went to her and I said, "Can I open it now?" She said, "No, you gotta wait till tonight when everyone opens it." I was like, okay. I just sat in my room, just had to think. I would go downstairs, go to the couch, sit there, look at the present, make sure no one would take it or break it. And it finally came time to open presents. And I ran to the present, and I picked it up. It was heavy. This isn't very heavy. It's pretty empty. But I picked it up. I'm like, ooh, what's in it? And you know what every kid does. They go, what's it? What's in it, you know? And I came to it, and I was like, I'm opening it now, Mom. She's like, okay, you can open it. And this is very similar to the actual present, because there was a huge, ginormous bow on it, you see? And what I did with it, when I was little, I was very crazy. I put it on my head. Okay? I put it on my head like this, and I started running around, screaming. Ah-ha! You know? I was so excited about this gift. I just put this bow on my head, and I'm just going for it. And I ripped open the box, and you would have no idea what I found in it. I found a remote control car of Lightning McQueen. At the time, I know Declan would know, but when we were younger, cars was the life for us. It was life. And just getting that, I was so excited. I tore it out of the box. I started playing with it. I was like, "Dad, do you have the batteries for the remote?" He's like, "Yeah, let me go get them." And I just kept pestering him. "Come on, can you hurry? Can you hurry? Can you get them?" I finally got them, and I was just playing with it, just that. And the thing that really pointed out to me why I was telling you the story is how excited I was. How excited for this one gift that I was given from my parents. We were given the gift of the presence of God. And do you see many people running around screaming about it? Not very often. You know, maybe you feel lonely because something on your life's messy. Something that makes you anxious, sad, or insecure. As in, yes, Christmas makes me happy, but you know, Christmas comes with is we're in high school, we have lots of tests at the before break. So that's stressful and anxious for us. But fortunately, the Bible tells us all stories about messy lives, people who are going through anxious. And I would like you guys to take out your Bibles and turn to Matthew 1:18. And follow along with me as I read it. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. When we meet Joseph in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, we find a hardworking guy engaged to the girl Mary, right? But we only find out, as it said here, that she was pregnant. And you know what the shocker was? Joseph was not the father. You know, the Holy Spirit had planted that baby inside of Mary. If you were Joseph, how would you look at it? your engaged woman is pregnant and it's not your baby, wouldn't you be skeptical about it? Back in then, it was really big, because if you were pregnant before you were married, you could be killed. You'd be stoned to death. And the most astounding thing is what Joseph did next was something I don't think most men would do back then. As I continue reading on to Matthew 1:20. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She'll give a birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." As it doesn't say in this NIV, but it did say in other translations, "He will save his people from the sins, but his name shall also be Emmanuel," which means God with us. This is huge because at the time in the book, you see, you go through the whole Old Testament, Jesus' presence is present, but it's not present. It's like, he's not always there. He'll come up, he'll talk. But in Matthew 1:18-24, is when God comes down to earth. And that's when he is actually present with us. He is physically there with us. And throughout all of Matthew, it shows God growing up. So if you now will turn to me with John 14:16-20. Although now Jesus is not walking earth with us, we still have access to God's presence in a greater way than ever before. Through Jesus, we have access to God at all times, because if we know Jesus, God dwells within us. If we accepted the gift of Jesus, his presence is always with us because of the birth, life, and death and resurrection of Jesus. The Spirit of God will also dwell in you. Okay, 14 or 16 through 20. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, because you know him, but he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as an orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see any more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you'll realize that I am in my Father, and you're on me, and I am in you." So, in this verse, shows how God will always be with us. If you accept the gift of Jesus, you will have his presence with you at all times. You will not have to be lonely. You will not have to feel anxious. You will have that connection with God at all times. It's easy for us. What we can do is we can get down on our knees and pray to him. We can talk to him, have a heart-to-heart conversation. But when the God of the universe dwells within you, you will never have to be lonely, helpless, or powerless. Thanks to Jesus, the best gift is God's presence in this life and for eternity.
All right. How many of you are blessed today by our young people? Amen. Just real quick, why don't we all stand to get our blood flowing, and we're about to be dismissed right now. But I am just so thankful, because pretty much wrapping things up, we have access to God at all times. And even when we push God away, he's still there for us. And so my challenge for us this month, this holiday season, Kat and I, her grandma wasn't feeling well last year. And around this time of the year, she was in Connecticut with her family, and I was here by myself. So in this year, we're both together, and her mom's here with us, and she's pregnant. So it's like a total different year, right? So I don't know if some of you guys knew that. Yeah. So amen. But it could be different from year to year. But one thing that has not changed is God's presence. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I want us to take that, take courage, take heart, wherever we're at in life right now. And before we get dismissed, let's bow our heads for prayer. And then there's potluck afterwards too in the fellowship hall. If this is your first time here, please ask somebody and we can direct you over there. And so why don't we go ahead and pray.